What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Friday, May 3rd, and this is our first ever Florida Man Only show. And I gotta say, the headlines are sublime.
Pretty easy to research and write this show.
Yeah, this was a dream.
It was a joy.
Yes. Thank you for voting that way on the poll. It was very nice to us. Also, we need to mention that we thank you so much for the support and the amazing iTunes reviews. But since we all work two or more jobs, we won't be able to do the Friday show contest any longer unless we're able to go full time with Barstool. So if you want to hear more Hard Factor, make sure to tweet that at Erica and Dave and let them know how you feel. So
yeah, this is the 182nd show in 11 months since we've had the two jobs. We've done like five live power hours. We've done several weekend events. So just imagine the amount of content we could put out if we were full time. So let them hear it, guys.
Let them know. All right, our and top. What's up, Pat?
I stick to my statement. If you guys want this, I'll smoke DMT every day until we get full time.
Okay, so, you could also get it, Pat. Then, yeah, let him know.
That'd be fun.
But I need confirmation that if I do ruin my brain, that we'll get the job. So,
yeah, high risk, high reward.
I don't know if that's possible.
There.
Yeah.
Well, I love you guys.
Love you too, bud. All right, our top headlines for the day. I'm going to take a story about a Florida man who's been charged for threatening to deal with Bernie Sanders, quote unquote, ISIS style.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, you'll find out very shortly. And then Pat, Mark, and Wes, there's so many good Florida Man headlines that all three of them will take us through a lightning round of other Florida Man headlines.
Yeah, it's just going to be a long lightning round, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be long and great because it's all Florida Man. All right, let's talk about dealing with Bernie ISIS style. So Robert Francis Prathirsch, man, that last name is terrible. I'm just going to call him Robert Francis. He's 57 of Kissimmee, Florida. He's been convicted of threatening a federal official in interstate transmission of a threat to injure, a.k.a. threatening to videotape himself beheading Vermont Senator and Democratic presidential nominee Bernie Sanders, quote unquote, ISIS style.
Oh,
there it is. Makes total sense now. There it is.
Beheading.
Yes, video beheading. Yes.
I was confused at first. I was like, "Can I? What is ISIS style? Can I go to In-N-Out Burger? Can I order a burger ISIS style?"
Right.
Yeah. What would that be? They just don't give you the top bun. They just like they stare you down and remove the top bun and throw it in the trash.
Right. They got to stare you down while they do it for sure. And you probably have to videotape it and put it on Insta stories. So that's how you'd get.
You got to smell like shit too while you do it.
Probably so. They have a beard, you know, whatever. According to the investigators, Robert Francis called Bernie's Vermont office three separate times to assure them that he would indeed behead the senator on camera. And surprise, surprise, the messages included a string of anti-Semitic slurs aimed at the senator as well. So no way this guy that didn't like Bernie is also anti-Semitic. Surprise.
Yeah. Trust me, I keep my promises.
Yeah. I could have guessed the anti-Semitic thing with it. If you gave me three guesses, I would have had it.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. The case has been handled by the FBI and the Capitol Police, and the charges combined for a maximum of 15 years in prison, with his first court appearance scheduled for July 16th. So who knows if this guy will show up to court. What do you guys think?
I think that, I don't know, but I think that 15 years in prison with this guy is just going to be 15 years of him plotting to behead people every 7 days a week. It's a lot of time on his hands.
Will, the question you just asked is, do you think this guy's going to show up on court? You would hope that a judge would have asked that same question of himself and not released him on bond.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a pretty high
answer
flight
is no.
Risk. Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's a high flight risk, this guy.
Yeah. Is this going to be like a public court hearing? Because we should probably go to it.
Yeah, it would be.
Probably
it would be a good live event to attend.
Yeah, full time.
Yeah, and it's bad news for Bernie though, because apparently another 19-year-old kid had already threatened to bomb Bernie Sanders earlier this year, which to me makes me think, like, why do you want to harm Bernie Sanders? The guy probably like apologizes to bugs that he accidentally squashes when he's walking to like geriatric yoga class after work. I mean, he's just not a rage-inducing person to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, you might hate his socialism, but the truth is Bernie just wants the best for you. You might not like what he wants for you, but at least it's well-intentioned.
Well, he just doesn't seem like a bad guy. I don't know. Like, you know, he's got like this like Yukon Cornelius light with no beard look going on. Like, he doesn't strike me.
Like him or hate him, left or right or other, the point is moot. The bombing threat, the ISIS style, none of that. None of these guys have hold a candle to the threat Father Time poses to Bernie Sanders every time he goes to sleep.
Yeah. Or like an icy sidewalk.
Yeah, or an icy sidewalk. That's the real threat.
Father Time is just sitting in the corner of his bedroom as he goes to bed, just staring at him.
None of these guys scare Bernie. Yeah,
exactly. All right, let's take it to the internet. And, of course, for the Florida Man episode, I went to WFLA Channel News 8. It's always best when you go to the local Florida stations to get their comments. And Eric Anderson says, but he still gets to vote, right, Bernie? It's just a burn because Bernie wants felons to be able to vote.
Ooh.
So.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so Eric got him there. Brian Early says, foolish people. So wrong, even though Bernie is an old socialist nut job. You're getting the sense. This is an NBC channel, by the way, so normally Democratic, but in Florida, these are the comments.
All bets are off.
Yeah, and then William Hickok says, we don't want no fuck stick like Skidmark Bernie.
Capitalized Skidmark, I love it.
I mean, I will agree that he probably has some skiddies on the undies, you know.
Well, you wear the same pair every day.
You think Bernie still shits? He doesn't shit anymore. He's too old to shit.
I don't think he knows when he shits. I don't think he knows he shit.
He's a 3 a.m. butt scratcher.
Yeah. Bernie's underwear has been through war.
Yeah.
All right, and the last comment is from Keith Bansomer. He says, the only ISIS in America is the Democrats.
Those Democrats, they want to behead the Constitution.
Does he know that Bernie was an independent?
Well, he is a Democratic presidential nominee, so at this point.
Yeah.
At this point, he's really a Democrat. All right, take us to the lightning round, guys.
Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by 1-800-Flowers. You may have heard that I was out yesterday for my one-year wedding anniversary, and you're probably thinking to yourself, wow, it must be nice being married to Mark. He would take me to Tahiti and take the day off on our anniversary. And you'd be right. But it's not because of the grand romantic gestures. The real secret to a successful relationship is sending your loved one consistent bouquets of beautiful flowers from 1-800-Flowers. 1-800-Flowers is the glue to my relationship. If it wasn't for them, I'd have written this ad surrounded by half-empty pizza boxes and crusty socks and towels in a dark, smelly room. Just think of it this way. You can spend money on flowers and have actual sex, or you can spend money on porn subscriptions and be secretly judged by your family and friends for not having a life partner. Now to smoothly segue into Mother's Day. Make sure you order Mother's Day flowers ahead of time. Your mother, unlike the person you're in a relationship with, has to love you, but that doesn't mean that she can't be treated nicely by you. So make her feel special. Luckily, you can do that because right now 1-800-Flowers has great deals for moms, like 24 assorted roses for $24. That's only $1 per rose. Trust 1-800-Flowers to make mom feel loved this Mother's Day. To order 24 stunning assorted roses for $24, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code HARDFACTOR. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code HARDFACTOR. Order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com, code HARDFACTOR. Offer expires on Friday.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt.
Oh, yeah!
All right, so we're going to go through a number of Florida stories. I'm going to go first, and this one is just perfect. So a work crew made up of several Florida men in Doral, Florida, Miami-Dade County, FYI, was
Doral?
Tasked. Doral? Doral?
Doral.
It's Doral, man.
Doral?
Whatever.
Yeah, it's in Florida, not Montana, bro. It's Doral.
Is it Doral? You thought the cigarettes were Doral?
I just associated
give me one of those Doral.
Doral cigarettes with Florida for some reason. Anyway, so it's in Miami-Dade County.
Those are Doral too, the cigarettes.
Oh, really?
Yes. You've been saying it wrong for your whole life.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I haven't smoked any of
way
them.
Way to go, Wes.
I haven't been to Doral, Florida.
Shoot out of the
Florida.
OK Doral.
Yeah.
That's right. Anyway, a crew of work, several Florida men were tasked with creating a crosswalk near a school, and their one job was to spell the word school. And guess what? They misspelled the word school, which makes more sense and is worth joking about. But take a guess how they spelled it.
They missed an H or no.
Anyone else?
No, they separated the O's.
What? No.
Yes.
Okay. Was it the K? Well, was it a K?
Okay. Well, the way they actually spelled it kind of makes sense to me. They spelled it S C O H O L.
So Will is right.
Yeah. Yes.
It's Skohol.
And something. Yeah, something leads me to believe that a few of these crew members were severe alcoholics and drunk, seeing as how they used the last five letters in the word alcohol to spell school. It's not clear. It's not clear how long the mistake went unnoticed, but my guess is several months.
Several months, and the crew hated school and loves alcohol.
every word just ends in O-hall for them.
O-hall, yeah.
Oh. All right, guys. A drunk Florida man got kicked out of the Barbara S. Ponce Public Library in Pinellas Park for causing a disturbance. And when police asked him to identify himself, he tried to explain to authorities that this was all just a big misunderstanding because he was, in fact, Jason Bourne.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that would be a big misunderstanding.
Yeah. Those bastards should lose their jobs. Yeah.
Well, look, the police were suspicious about why the fictional spy character Jason Bourne would be intoxicated at a public library in Central Florida, and they quickly deduced that the man couldn't be Jason Bourne. He turned out to be 45-year-old Jonathan William Chapman and was charged with misdemeanor resisting arrest.
Oh my God.
Hats off to that Florida guy, because you're a different breed of person if you're getting ejected from public libraries.
He's like yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but how fun would it be to honestly think that you're Jason Bourne?
Right. He's like, well, Jason Bourne didn't know he was Jason Bourne for a while, so maybe I'm Jason Bourne.
He is living a cool life. I got to
give
him
was there
that.
An amnesia storyline with Jason Bourne, Mark?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jason Bourne had big no time. Idea who he was or what his background was. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now. I buy it.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, I'm up. I got to lead off with my wife was born and raised in Florida. And a lot of her friends married a lot of my friends. And some of them live in Florida, and her family lives in Florida. And I love her family and friends.
This is a pro-Florida podcast.
But more than that, I also love celebrating Florida man stories because it's just hilarious. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Authorities in Pinellas County, Florida, that's the second back-to-back Pinellas County story if you're paying attention. Pat just did one. Are looking for a man who they say burglarized a Little League concession stand. They want to charge him with burglary, but they also want to just get him off the fucking streets as soon as possible because he committed the burglary wearing nothing but a baseball cap and gloves. So he just had his man trappings flopping around while he was grabbing small bills from an open-faced cash box.
Was he wearing baseball gloves?
No. That's what I thought, too. It would have been so much better. He's just got a big baseball glove.
What are his man trappings?
Yeah. Man testicles. Trappings are... Wes doesn't understand this, but it's cock and balls.
Yeah.
Man trimmings. Yeah. So, deputies said...
I understand.
Deputies said that... He did the heist in the middle of the night, and the braggadocious man scored $250 and a boatload of hot dogs. So he stole a bag of hot dogs, and then he also caused $5,000 in damages while breaking into the concession stand, which to me is the most incredible part of the story, because how could you cause $5,000 in damage to a Little League concession stand shed?
It's a tin shed.
It was a hot night. A lot of dollar waters being sold that night.
Yeah. But he was wearing his mitt?
No. A baseball cap and plastic gloves so he didn't get fingerprints anywhere.
It's clearly just like a kid who played there and knew he was fucked up and he knew where to get the munchies and the cash. So
exactly. He probably worked the concession stand last year. Yeah, I would look for ex-employees of the concession stand.
Yeah. All right, moving on. This one is just a little sad maybe. So a Florida man in Cape Coral. Or
there
Cape,
you go.
Cape Coral or Coral.
God
Coral.
Damn it,
Coral, bud.
Who was wearing a blue bonnet, so one of those things on your head, ridiculous
looking hats. No, a bonnet, not a blue bonnet. A blue bonnet's a flower.
A blue color bonnet. The color of the bonnet was blue.
All right.
And a flower dress, and also driving one of those handicap.
Well, that's confusing, a flower dress? Now you really put us in a pickle.
It was a blue
what
bonnet
was the
flower,
flower
dress.
Wes?
It was a bonnet. And it was driving a handicap.
What was the flower on the dress?
We don't know.
No idea. So he was driving one of those like handicap carts that has like the you know the where you put shit in front.
Right.
So he was caught on camera stuffing over $450 worth of baby formula up his dress, and then he left the store. So he's also suspected to have done this the exact same thing in a number of surrounding towns.
Well, I mean, it's kind of
pretty sad if he actually has babies.
It's sad.
It's not
he's
sad
stealing
at all.
Baby formula.
No, yeah, he's stealing baby formula to sell to people for profit. He's not. It's not like this guy has 13 little infants that he needs to feed. He's trying to make money.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't in his 50s.
He's the
formula
man. Might
have some grandkids.
Yeah, he's been busy. This guy.
All right.
No, it wasn't a tulip. He has tulips.
Well, still, even if he's just doing that, the bonnet seems to make it more obvious. It's just a bad decision.
He was trying to disguise himself as a woman, obviously, and it just didn't pan out.
Or a baby. Babies wear bonnets.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did he get arrested?
No, they haven't found him yet. He's still on the loose stealing baby formula.
So all these Florida men are still on the loose, like every single one.
There's just not enough cops for these guys.
No, there's too many crimes.
Aren't enough cops. All right, who's up next, Pat?
A 65-year-old woman got into a little bit of trouble last Sunday morning when the Gainesville woman, Clarice Ganey, heard a noise outside her apartment, and that's when she looked out the window and she saw a man pulling on her car doors attempting a break-in. Clarice said, "Not on my watch," and she grabbed her baseball bat and made her way outside.
Damn.
That's when the 5'6", 300-pound burglar Antonio Mosley spotted the geriatric woman with the bat and said, "Not on my watch," and charged her. Bad move, Antonio, because Clarice played softball in high school, which for the record was 50 years ago, but she slapped him upside the head with the bat. Let's listen to her tell it.
To get ready to play baseball, I clucked him upside the head so hard. You want me to demonstrate, show you how I did it? Paya! I said, I whammed him! I paya! He said, oh! Oh! Oh!
Yeah. She's a crusher.
That's a slow charge. 5'6", 300?
Yeah, he kept saying, ow.
If you're going to be a burglar, shouldn't you be a little bit better shaped than that?
Yeah, a little bit stealthy, maybe?
Yeah.
Like unnoticeable?
But then you're going up against Florida women, and they are tough. They got to deal with all these Florida men. That's a hardy woman right there.
Just a blob in the dark.
Guys,
he's like, I wore my black shirt because it's slimming. He's 5'6", 300. I don't know.
We've all stolen in our youth, and you run away. You don't run at the person you're stealing from, and especially if she's 65 years old. I don't know. I don't buy it.
It was a shorter distance to run at her than run away.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the man was later tracked down by a canine unit in a nearby mobile home where he was wearing a new pair of pants in an attempt to disguise himself that happened to have cocaine in the pocket. So he was charged with drug possession and burglary.
No nice. Way. That guy had cocaine in his pocket of his second pants.
He went to go switch pants and he picked up his cocaine pants.
Right. No, no, no. All of his pants are cocaine pants, Mark.
Yeah. This guy constantly gets pissed off when he is like, opens the dryer and is like just an empty bag. And he's like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, I forgot again.
Left it in.
Forgot to take him out again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, last story before a fun little challenge or game. Got another Florida man dick story for you.
Nice.
This Florida man, 23-year-old LaForest Gray, said it was in fact literally his dick that got him into trouble. And what trouble is that, you're probably asking? Why, it was a shootout with the Orange County deputies that the criminal live streamed. So deputies were called to his apartment complex after a neighbor reported that Gray was dragging a woman by her hair into his apartment. So they were like, this is not good.
Yeah.
So when the deputies arrived on the scene, Gray apparently opened the door for a shootout by firing at them, allegedly, although this was all caught on police body cameras and his live stream. So
he fired first.
A lot of footage of the shootout. The deputies returned the fire after he shot at them, but luckily cooler heads prevailed. Eventually, no one was like seriously injured. And Gray, when he got his chance to talk about it, said the whole thing was a misunderstanding, and he's asked for the judge to actually throw out all charges. He wrote a 4-page letter to the judge and said he and his wife are adult entertainers that have over 70,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow.
We got to find that Instagram.
He said, we got to follow this guy. Yeah. He said, and I quote, "I am an artist, not a criminal. In our role-playing adventures, my wife and I have traveled. We've purchased specific items," okay, "and added other members," and that was it, so he just brings in, you know, threesomes, foursomes,
yeah,
"and have acted the part in our videos." So he's saying that he grabbed her by the hair and beat the shit out of her in the apartment because it was the beginning of a violent rape role play. But he didn't have anything to say about why he started shooting at the deputies when they showed up.
Yeah, that's where he went wrong.
Yeah. Didn't have an explanation.
That's where the story is full of
little thing called acting, guys. You wouldn't understand.
That's right.
I don't know if it was acting or if it was just that LaForest was destined to live out this moment. I feel like he was born to play this role.
He just started shooting. The judge threw out the mission to dismiss, motion to dismiss. He's in jail.
I mean, this is the kind of thing that, like, you know, you're having like a party and you're like, you want to be courteous to your neighbors. This is the exact kind of thing that you tell your neighbors is going to happen. Like, hey, if you see me dragging my wife by the hair, you know, into our you know, apartment, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know,
here's my cell phone number. Text me. Don't call the police.
Exactly.
I've noticed most of the people in the apartment complex have followed me on Instagram, but you haven't. I'm going to be doing a lot of sex tapes down here. So
yeah, we got to find this guy.
Is there something wrong? Is there some reason you haven't followed me? Are we not being loud enough when we bone?
We add members, so if you just want to walk in one day.
Yeah. All right, so the last thing we're going to do is something called the Florida Man Challenge. So this is a pretty simple challenge sweeping the nation. Here's what you do. You simply Google Florida Man, then your birthday to see what headlines turn up. So I'll go first. We're going to reveal our birthdays. Doesn't matter, right? Florida Man, March 8th, the headline is, A Florida man left his six-year-old son home alone to go buy booze and ramen noodles.
Nice. That's a good one.
Let me tell you, if it were not for favor,
this is like a Sunday. Florida man.
Man, this is a sign for you, Wes.
That's like Florida man's Manchester by the Sea scenario, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so he got arrested. He was drunk, and they found
who's
him.
Who's going next? Let's go by chronological. So Will, then Pat, then me for months of the year.
All right, May 20th. I've got two good options here. Florida man with 20 tattoos wearing hot pink bra arrested, which is a good one.
I'll be honest, guys. So there's only one for my birthday unless I go to my birth year, and it's half naked man walks goat in the rain. Welcome to Florida.
That's a good great one. That's a real good one. Sweet. It's not sweet bad. Sweet story. Yeah. It's a sweet Florida
which
story.
Half?
Yeah. Mine's not so great either.
The trappings half or the...
Yeah, trappings or titties?
Titties.
Titties. All right. So not as good then. Yeah. Mine's September
8th. Trappings.
Trapping, yeah. Mine's September 8th, and it's man shot and killed at Mama Coot's bar in Sanford early Saturday morning. But I have a feeling that other people have that same headline about someone getting shot and killed at Mama Coot's bar for their birthday on a different date as well.
Don't go to Mama Coot's.
Yeah, it's a tough place.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
I think that's it.
That's it. Yeah, that does it for Hard Factor this week. Thank you so much for giving us these iTunes reviews to get us to this show on Friday. And definitely let the people at Barstool know if you want to hear more Hard Factor. We will talk to you.
Wait, I got one last one, Will.
All right.
This is not a Florida man, so I apologize for breaking the story.
Is this speak, Iowa man? Is this Iowa man?
Yes. A guy. Yeah, this maybe. Is a headline from today. A guy spilled gravy on his laptop, took it to Best Buy to get fixed, and got arrested for child porn.
That seems a little bit intrusive.
Where did that happen?
Geek Squad.
Iowa?
We're just going to say Florida.
Okay, Florida.
It was in Iowa, but yeah.
That guy belongs in Florida.
And let it be known that we actually did not receive all the reviews. We're doing this as at the kindness of our heart for you guys because we love you.
Right, but we're also we also work 100 hours a week, so we're pulling the plug on Fridays, guys. Just help us get full time. Spread the word. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
See you later. Yeah.